It is now time for the Gospel Music Buffet, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And as we always start the show out every week, except for last week, with the Lord's Prayer and Phil Driscoll. That's Phil Driscoll with the Lord's Prayer, and good evening to you. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. I'm looking for my partner, and she's pretty heavily involved in a project today, so she may not make it down to the radio studio. And if she does, and she can just sit right in here with me, whatever part of the program we're on at that time. A couple of quick shout-outs and some big God bless yous to Suzanne and Roddy Boston listening down in Boyd, Texas. And Suzanne was commenting on the song by Natalie Grant, Held, which she sings quite well in church. When they've made a video of her singing, I heard her doing that one, and it's an absolutely beautiful song. I love it too, Suzanne. And a big shout-out and a God bless you to Judy Merritt. And thank you, Judy, so much for sharing the link to the program. I think Kathy Parker may or may not be there, but I'm going to do a shout-out to her and her feline children, Willie and Waylon, just in case. Hey, we're going to start the program now with Greater Vision and Come Unto Me.
Come unto me, all ye who are weary, tired, and worn. I'll give you rest, I'll give you rest, a comfort from your pain, and a shelter from the storm. I'll give you rest, I'll give you rest. His tender voice is calling me to a place the flesh can't find.
My eyes can't
see the way to go. Trust the hand that guides his children home. Come unto me, all ye who are weary, tired, and worn. I'll give you rest, I'll give you rest. A comfort from your pain and a shelter from the storm. I'll give you rest, I'll give you rest. His arms are open wide.
Greater Vision and Come Unto Me, and look who has come into the radio studio.
Come unto you?
Yes, you have, yeah. And I told the folks you were involved in a couple different projects and busy, but if you could make it down here, you would. And true to my word, you did.
Well, the time just snuck up on me.
I know.
It's kind did. Of, and I looked down and I said, Parkette.
Da-dun. That's time sneaking up. Yeah.
It was. Like the Pink Panther.
Like the Pink Panther, yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
Suzanne
and Roddy Boston and Jan Wilson and Kathy Parker and Judy Merritt.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Glad to have y'all.
Here are the. Oh, okay. Here are the tallies.
And he is here.
And so is Terry. We'll take Marilyn.
I sense an awesome moon.
I see his countenance resting on your face. I know that there are angels hovering all around us for the presence of this place. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. Gave up on finding that strong and lasting love. I tasted all the things that sin could think to offer me, but today
his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be same. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here.
That's a beautiful song by the Tallies, and He Is Here. And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Who do we have next?
We have Legacy 5 and Heavenly Signs.
Can you see the hands of time move without delay? Can you hear the whispering winds seem as if they say, everything's about to change, something's in the air. Heavenly signs of Christ's return surround us everywhere. Heavenly signs say, Jesus is coming. Heavenly signs say, soon He will appear. Oh, when He gathers all His children, heavenly signs will surely say, we're leaving here.
Those of us who watch and wait, see it all so clear.
This world cannot go on like this, the end is surely near.
Well, do not fret, O child of God, help is on the way.
Lift up your head, redemption's nigh, it could be today.
Heavenly signs say, Jesus is coming. Heavenly signs say,
soon He will appear.
Oh, when He gathers all His children, heavenly signs will surely say, we're leaving here. Heavenly signs say, Jesus is coming. Heavenly signs say,
soon He will appear.
Oh, children, heavenly signs will surely say, heavenly signs will surely say, heavenly signs will surely say, we're leaving, leaving here.
That's Legacy 5, Heavenly Signs. Here are the Florida Boys.
Still echo through our little home. I'm longing.
Florida Boys and Another Land. And you want to do a shout out to some listeners there?
We've got. Let me get over to the page.
Yeah, we've got Bobby and Diana Whitaker Lyons listening tonight. And man, listen
over
to.
Over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Somerset, Kentucky,
and
yeah.
And also Herschel Whitaker.
Herschel Whitaker, one of our favorite warriors.
Veterans,
you know.
Yes.
Yes, he
and
is.
And we have a special shout out going to Stella Hale.
Yes.
Who turned 100 years old today.
100 years young.
Yes.
Yeah, today.
Happy birthday, Stella.
We almost share a birthday.
You do. Yeah. Yesterday was your birthday.
I know, and I'll remember Stella's birthday next year. Stella Hale. I've got some friends in Somerset, the last name of Hale, a guy I used to work out with, but I don't know if that's the same Hales or not. But congratulations on reaching the century mark. And probably one of the reasons that she has made it that far, Terry, they say she's a wonderful, godly woman.
Yes.
And that's kept her healthy and happy all these years. So that made my day.
And
that,
they enjoyed the tallies, too.
They did.
Bobby and Diana said they love the tallies.
And she gets goosebumps. I do, too.
Cold chills.
Oh, I do, too. The tallies are just unbelievable. So is this group. It's the Gaither Vocal Band.
And I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus.
I went to visit the Shrine of Plenty, but found its door all filled with dust. I bowed at altars of gold and silver, but as I knelt there, they turned to rest. So I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus, His cup alone, my holy grail. There'll be no other. God. At the feet.
the gods of earth fail and betray me. You alone are truth and life. So I
worship only at the feet of Jesus.
Beautiful selection by the Gaither Vocal Band, and I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, in the studio of Frank and Terry Crabtree. And the 101.3 FM is a part of Wesley Communications, by the way.
Yes.
How about that?
I love them.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Rick and Shelley Wesley, good friends of ours, and they rebroadcast the program usually on a Sunday morning, sometime on a Sunday afternoon. Oh, so one never knows, you know.
That's great.
One thing I do know, though, we have a song coming up for one of our favorite veterans.
Yes.
And our favorite warriors.
Yep.
And that's Brother Herschel.
Herschel Whitaker.
Whitaker.
Hey, Herschel, and this is the Chuck Wagon Gang. I feel like traveling on.
My Henry home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My Henry.
Chuck Wagon Gang, and, you know, I listened to them when I was just a wee lad.
A wee lad?
A wee lad, yeah. I was pretty young. I was only probably about 65 then when I started listening to them. I'm 128, so, you know, that's been some time ago, yeah. Wouldn't it be, do you think we would really like it if God would let us live 128 years? Because back in biblical days...
Yeah.
They lived a long time.
I mean,
if you go back in the Old Testament.
If you have good health, I think it would be wonderful.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be
I've done enough damage, though, in my years that I probably, God says, hey, but don't call me home too soon.
I'm ready to go anytime he wants.
You know,
to
you
get
tell
me
that, and I really believe that you are. I am.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all ready.
Yeah.
But
I'm tired of this old world and the way that things are going. Honestly, I'm ready.
There's a couple of gospel songs I could play in relation to that, but I don't have them handy, so I can't.
Right.
Anyways, here's Brian Free and Assurance.
Never walk alone.
Stretched out wide, barely hanging on to life, left to suffer on your own. You came for all mankind to bridge the great divide, and somehow ended up alone because of all the blood and tears you shed. I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves me, even when I'm hurting. I don't have to bear that burden. Rugged tree, righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. You came here as a man, I know you understand what it's like to walk these roads. Don't compare to that crown you had to wear. Still, you take them as your own. Because of all the blood and tears you shed, I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves. Bear that burden on my own. You carried all the pain and buried all the shame when you made that rugged tree your righteous throne. And because of you, I'll never walk alone. Rugged tree, your righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. Lord, because of you, I'll never walk alone. I'll never walk.
Beautiful song. Great message by Brian Free and Assurance, Never Walk Alone. Now, the next song I'm getting ready to play, Terry, I was going through Facebook three or four days ago, and Charlotte Alexander had this next song posted on her page, and she said, I love this song. Of course, I had to stop and listen to it,
right.
What she loved, you know. And it's a beautiful song by
Elvis Presley, Where No One Stands Alone.
once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, and the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried. I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worth than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave, another.
Elvis Presley, Where No One Stands Alone. Isn't that a pretty song?
Beautiful.
I had forgotten totally. And I've got his best, biggest gospel hits, and I came down to the studio and I thought, surely I have that one. I didn't.
Really?
No, I had to go over and buy it, which is not a big
Hard
deal.
Kiss.
I know, yeah. And
I thought I heard some great singing a while ago.
When the Chuck Wagon Gang was on. When the Chuck Wagon Gang was on.
Yes, and Herschel Whitaker was singing along.
Yes, he was.
That was great. Thank you.
And speaking of singing along, okay, this brings up my other veteran that we always salute. He's been saluted more since he hasn't been listening. And it's just worked out that way, And I'll send him the shows because he's got a ministry, and but usually by the time the show comes on in the evening, he's sleeping, and because he goes out and he has a bountiful meal in the afternoon, and in his habit, he likes to sleep.
You're talking about Brother Claude Davis.
Brother Claude Davis.
That's right.
And I even went out and bought a new version of this song today.
You did?
Over on Amazon. I didn't like the cut that I had that we had downloaded. It didn't do justice to the song. But anyways, here's Brother Claude Davis and
Trouble in the Amen Corner.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
It was a stylish congregation. you could see they'd been around. Well, they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the Amen corner of that big church sat Brother Ira, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in their choir. Now his voice was cracked and broken, and age had touched his vocal cords. Nearly every Sunday he'd get behind and miss the words. So finally the storm cloud burst, and the church was told and fined that Brother Ira must stop his singing, or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four. They got in their big, fine car and drove up to Brother Ira's door. Now they found the choir's great trouble singing in an old armchair. Summer's golden sunbeams lay upon his snow-white hair. Said, "York, we've come, dear brother, with the vestry of Abidation, to discuss a little matter that concerns our congregation. Now, hey, we don't want no singing except what we bought. You see, the new songs are all the rage, and the old one stands for naught. And so we have decided..." "Are you listening, Brother Ira? You'll have to stop your singing, but it's messing up our choir." Well, the old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear, and on his cheeks the three men caught the glitter of a tear. With feeble hands he pushed back the locks as white as snow, and when he spoke, it was in a voice that was both soft and low. "Well, I've sung the songs of David nearly 80 years, said he. "They've been my staff and comfort all a long life's dreary way. I'm sorry if I disturbed your choir. I guess I was doing wrong. But you see, when my heart is filled with praise, I just can't hold back a song. Now I wonder if beyond this tide that's breaking at my feet, in that faraway temple where my master I shall meet, yes, I wonder if when I start to sing the praise of God up high, are they gonna kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir?" The silence filled the little room, and the old man bowed his head. The committee went back to town, but Brother Ira was dead. All the choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. And a few churchgoers even watched the doors, but the old man entered not. Now far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire, where there are no church committees and no fashionable choir.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days, oh, to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
That's Brother Claude Davis from Nashville, Tennessee, a good friend of ours. And Trouble in the Amen Corner, that song's been done by, of course, Brother Claude. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Dean, and, you know, some of the great storytellers, you know. Yeah. Archie Campbell. I saw many of them on there. Wow. Today when I went up to Amazon to see if I could get a little bit better cut of this song by Brother Claude. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was there. His Brother Claude just holds his own with all of them, you know.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah. So, but that, the only bad thing about this song, every time I hear it, I want to go out and smack somebody. I want to smack one of those pompous people. You know, who went out to see this precious old saint and tell him he couldn't sing in the choir anymore. I'm like, what's wrong with you folks? You know, here are the inspirations.
And it's in the Savior's hands.
David said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need.
leads us by the gentle water, where our hungering souls he feeds. As a little lamb, I'm helpless. My soul I can't defend. I'm so glad the Lord's my shepherd. On him I will depend. Oh, it's in the Savior's hands, those precious nail-scarred hands. Though driven through with nails, those precious hands, they'll never fail. I may not understand, I'm trusting in the great I am. It's good to know it's in the Savior's hands. Now in the time of my confusion, when I can't find the way, so bewildered from the battle, don't even know for what to pray, I'm glad that somewhere in the shadows of my troubles and my fear is the shepherd sent from heaven. I can see him through my tears. Oh, it's in the Savior's hands, those precious nail-scarred hands. Though driven through with nails, those precious hands, they'll never fail. I may not understand, I'm trusting in the great I am. It's good to know it's in the Savior's hands. Though I may not understand, to know it's in the Savior's hands.
The inspiration is that it's in the Savior's hands. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications, and it's Frank and Terry Crabtree bringing this program to you each week. And I was a little bit afeared tonight. That's kind of
you
like
were
scared.
Afeared?
I was afeared.
Why?
Yeah. Because I thought my wife wasn't going to make it down here.
Oh, no, no, no.
And everybody without the Terry in the show would just tune out and, you know.
Oh, well, that's not true.
Well, it's true. Yeah. They love you. And,
well,
and
I love them.
I know you do. And it comes across on the airways. That's why you are very important to my shows, every one of them, the regular music and the gospel music. Now, how about that?
How about it?
How about it? Here's Evie.
And give them all.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded, broken toys.
Just give them all to Jesus.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all to Jesus.
And he will turn your sorrow into joy.
Just give them all to Jesus. Cause he will turn them into joy.
He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain.
He never said there'd be no rain.
He only promised.
All we have to do, you know, give all of our problems to Jesus at nighttime, give our problems to him, go to sleep. Now, I wish it was that simple for me. I could, you know, one needs to practice, you know, what they preach, you know, and I know that's the case, and I know there's things that I can't solve, yet being the human that I am and the human with a lot of faults, I will sit there and I'll say, oh, how can I do this or how can I do that? I'm not going to accomplish anything late at night, no. So I just need to shut my peepers and go to sleep.
Oh, God is in control.
He is in control. That's right. Always, 24/7. Yes, indeed he is. Here are the Happy Goodmans.
And how much more?
If he knows when a robin falls from his nest, and he grieves when he sees it die, if he kisses the rose with the morning mist, how much more does he love you and I? If he cares for the lily in the open field and caresses each petal with dew, if he acknowledges a tree when the wind makes it kneel,
how much more
does he love me and you? If he'll take out the time and turn the desert from its dry, and he'll carve out a river to the sea just to give the little fish one more place he can live, how much more does he love you and me? Has made a place for all that has been. I've been told, oh, I believe that it's true. He's preparing me a place that I cannot comprehend. How much more does he love me and you? How much more than a fragrant rose
soars on the wing. If he can speak just one word to calm the angry wind, and peace be still can calm a rolling sea, then he can speak, peace be still, to the storm that's within. Then tell us that he really loves me.
That's one of my favorite songs by the Happy Goodmans. How much more
Kathy Parker likes the Happy Goodmans too.
She does. She's a big fan, as am I, you know, and I absolutely love their music. But that song just puts everything in perspective, you know, that if God takes care of this, that, and the other, then how much more important are we, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, and that followed right in what we were talking about, right, where we worry about things instead of just putting them in His hands, you know. When I put this show together, Terry, I always pray and ask God to lead, guide, and direct me, which sounds like a cliche because you've heard it in church forever and ever when people will pray, lead, guide, and direct me. But when I say it, I mean it with every fiber, because when one plays gospel music, one is dealing with people's souls out there. You know, when we play the regular music, the light rock and so on and so forth, there's not that much responsibility because it's just fun-filled music. But say if a non-believer tunes in, right, or somebody that's drifted away from God, I overthink it because I think, you know, it's such an awesome responsibility what we do on the air, and I don't want to cause anybody to backslide. Mm-hmm. And if somebody has backslidden, and that we can maybe bring them back to the Lord through the program.
The Holy Spirit intercedes.
It does. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's one, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a great...
I'm thankful that He left the Holy Spirit here.
I am too. Yes. Yes. And I'm thankful that I got you as a wife. How about that?
Well, thank you.
Here are the Perrys.
And I can trust Him.
To find that God's been faithful in all the ways I knew that He would be. And I don't know how some people live without Him, because I know what Jesus means to me. I can trust Him. Trust Him, for my God's at work in all things that I need. He is able and unchanging. He's the hope that still surrounds me faithfully. I can trust Him. Faces on the ground, and they looked at me through eyes so full of pity, but through joyous faith I sang these words out loud. I can trust Him, I can trust Him, for my God's at work. Trust Him.
can trust him. I can trust him.
That's the Perrys, and I can trust him. Here's the Spear family.
All things are working together.
There've been times when I've questioned, oh Lord, why is this? I'd rather be living on mountaintop bliss. Looking back, I see a lesson that I might have missed if the Lord had not led me this way.
All things are working together for me, though at times it seems I don't understand.
Hindsight is always 20/20 vision for us, you know. It says, looking back, I know I've always been in his plan. Mm-hmm. You know, God sees things that we can't see, and we just got to move by faith. We don't move by logic,
right.
You know.
That's because there is no time
exactly.
In reality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What you said.
Yeah.
Here's the Crab family.
And I'd rather have Jesus.
Amen.
Have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king. sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather
Ivan Parker, and Jesus Loves Me. We might go over a minute or two tonight, Terry.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Okey-doke.
It's okay with me. Here are the Hensons.
Mercy Built a Bridge.
little stable in Bethlehem. There were signs of new construction on a mighty span, that in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross, 'cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's rib. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails, and on Calvary's rugged ridge, mercy built a bridge.
Cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all your guilt, the mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all the guilt, the mercy built a bridge,
where Jesus died so that you and I could live. Jesus is the bridge.
That's the Hensons and Mercy Built a Bridge. This is the Gospel Music Buffet, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. I'm going to pray right now, and if you'd like to join me, that would be absolutely wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. Lord, we thank you for this time of worship through these beautiful gospel songs of praise. Father, bless each one who listened to the show live tonight. And Lord, we ask that you bless those who will listen to the show later on in the future. Father, we need Christian leaders in government, starting at the local level, going to the county level and the state, all the way, Father, to the national level. Lord, please, please send us strong and bold leaders. We need leaders who believe and who follow our Constitution. Father, we need leaders who will make sure we have the freedom to worship you for generations and generations to come. Because, Lord, as Christians, we are under attack right now. Father, we need men and women who will be advocates for the unborn and advocates for those who are aging, those who are weak, those who are failing in health. Lord, we need leaders who believe every life is sacred. We need leaders who are anchored in your word and your biblical principles, Father. Father, my prayer list just keeps growing and growing and growing, but I've got people with all kinds of needs on my prayer list. Lord, I'm asking you to give strength and healing to those who need it, whether it's emotional or physical pain, Father. Lord, I ask you to just wrap your arms around them. Let them know you're there. Pull them very close to you, Lord. Give them the peace and the comfort that they need. Father, please bless all of our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, our EMTs. Bless all those wonderful healthcare workers on the front line. Bless our troops around the world. Lead, guide, and direct us each day in everything that we do. All these things I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Would you mention my name every day when you pray? Would you mention my name when you pray? Would you stand with me when you're down on your knees? When you're talking to Jesus, would you mention? I don't want the fame that you've gained in this world. I don't want your diamonds or pearls. You don't have to bother with tending to me. All I is that you mention me, would you please? Would you mention my name every day when you pray? Would you mention my name when you pray? Talking to Jesus, would you mention me?
The prayers of a Christian can pull a man through when he's facing this world that's so untrue. So if you want to help someone gain victory, well, don't forget when you plead to make mention of me. If I ever request,
talking to Jesus,
when you're talking to Jesus,
would you
That's the Hoppers, and mentioned my name, and as I promised, we did go over tonight. So I know the program, we've got it scheduled until 8:15. It's 8:26. But I want to thank each and every one of you, for those of you who have stayed with us, for staying with us. And if you left earlier, then that's fine too. You know, you've got things to do. And I try to schedule the show where, you know, you guys can go to church and do your everything that you need to do on a Sunday evening, and not make it too late, not make it too early. And everybody's schedule is a little bit different. And since we stream the show, then the show goes up other parts of the United States and sometimes all the way down to Australia. So it's kind of hard to schedule a time that's just really great for everybody. So the Lord blesses and puts people here that can be here, and some people that need the message. And I hope tonight, my main thing tonight is that you guys were blessed with the music and got a blessing from it, because that's what it's all about to me. If you didn't get a blessing, then you blame it on me. If you got a blessing, you give God the honor and the glory and the praise for that. And it's not because of my wonderful wife. Thank you so much for joining me, because I know you had a busy schedule today. and then came on down here and surprised me, like I was like into the first song, and boom, all of a sudden there you are.
Yeah, I noticed the time. And
yeah.
Get down there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you so much for worshiping with us this evening.
Yeah.
And God bless you all, and have a wonderful evening.
Going out with the Cathedrals.
Ta-ta for now.
Come home.
You came into the family through Jesus' precious blood. You tasted of his goodness and his love. He showered you with blessings. He's building you a home. But somehow on your journey, you're standing all alone. You've wandered far from homeland, down paths so dark and cold, in search of all the pleasures you could hold. Your freedom bought you bondage, rebellion bought you fear. But Jesus stands behind you, and homeland is so near. Come. Shelter from the storm. Don't wait another moment. Come home. Remember how it used to be when fellowship was sweet. The time well spent in worship at his feet. You know it does.